understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Sheeman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 993ESPN and the 993ESPN app. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. It's getaway day for Pete Shepherd. Gone tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly back on Monday.
I will be back on Monday.
In a timely manner.
And I'm now my goal is to get here before you.
We have insider wagers on whether you'll be on time Monday after you dock back into the mm-hmm. mainland.
Yes.
And whether you will catch coronavirus, the flu, or some sort of injury.
It's just unbelievable.
What, do you think
instead of saying bon voyage, have a nice trip.
Am I being a little cavalier?
Now I'm going to bombard you with pictures all the whole trip.
Well, I don't want pictures of you poolside.
It's going to really rack up your data if you're sending pictures from sea.
Yeah.
Unless you're paying $50 a day for the Wi-Fi.
Yeah. I have unlimited data.
Not out there, you don't.
That's international, pal.
That's the boat charge.
It's pricey.
It's worth it.
No, it's not. No.
That's when you go operation shutdown. You know, it's always freezing in this studio, and so I usually sometimes during breaks go outside to warm up in the sun. You know, I'm like a lizard or a frog. I got to get that sunlight on my back.
Cold-blooded,
Craig. It's 63 degrees out there with a 14-mile-an-hour stiff breeze out of the northeast. It's colder out there than it is in here.
You got ice running through your veins. You're like Mr. Freeze, Arnold Schwarzenegger from Batman.
Well, I am cool, bad calm, movie. And collected under pressure.
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah. No. Yep. Was that that also had Ivy in it, right?
Yes.
Same movie.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
Mm. All right.
Yep.
All right. By the way, normally we have Rick Horro on at this time, our sports business guru. He told us in advance he'd be flying all day today, so we will not talk. It's just us as Pete counts down the minutes.
I'm very happy to be here for the 5 o'clock hour.
Extended weekend continues.
Can I bring something up real quick?
Or starts
with the CBA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
I have to talk sports. What,
got to do a little bit of sports here. It reminded me of something looking at the screen right now. Combine on-field workouts going on. Tight ends are catching balls right now.
Right.
Fascinating stuff. One kid from USF cannot catch. That's what I've learned from this. But the new CBA deal would take away the transition tag. So a team like the Dallas Cowboys, who has Amari Cooper and Dak Prescott hanging out there,
yes.
The new CBA gets pushed through. One of those guys would not be able to get tagged. They would have to hit free agency unless the Cowboys lock them up long term.
Right.
Same with the Tennessee Titans.
Yes.
With Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Just an interesting little nugget right there. Cowboy fans specifically, I think, has kind of been okay with franchising Dak, transition tagging Amari, attaching a one to it. Nobody's going to pay the one to get Amari Cooper, most likely, and they'd have the band back together for 2020.
Right.
If the new CBA gets pushed through, you're going to have to work out the long-term deal with either Dak or Amari Cooper.
Is Amari unrestricted? The reason I ask,
I believe so.
The reason I ask is because we're going to be down to like just days for them to work before he can hit the open market and somebody else can go and offer him a deal.
And before I get to my overall point here, again, the other little nugget that Pro Football Talk had today, the proposed CBA would restrict a player's ability to hold out by increasing fines, taking accrued seasons more quickly, and making fines mandatory for players on their second contracts.
Both unrestricted.
And really? A lot of people are making
risky,
or you know, ESPN, NFL Network, about not just Brady, but a lot of other things going on here with players. No one's going to do a damn thing until people can talk officially on March 16th in the legal tampering period. Why would you? And ESPN is really making a big deal of this Brady stuff, but I just think it's because nothing else is going on.
Yeah.
You can't do anything. No team would do anything. You'd be dumb to do anything before you know the exact terms of the CBA. So that's why no team, insert name, player, and team here, Nobody's going to do anything until this thing is ratified.
Totally agree with you.
And also players and agents aren't going to have their clients sign when there's a potential another $50 million added to every team's salary cap for this season. You're going to wait because you want some of that pie.
Absolutely.
There's a rumor out there that Dak and his agent are asking for an astronomical. We don't know a figure. You haven't heard anything leaked. They might be asking an astronomical figure because this salary cap's going to be set. It's going to be bigger. I mean, is he going to ask for $45, $46 million, knowing that in 3 years that'll be a bargain? And
but if you're adding $50 million to – because the number that a lot of people had kind of settled on was 17%. If your quarterback took up more than 17% of your salary cap
–
it was going to be difficult to build out the rest of your roster.
Right.
You'd have to hit on a lot of late-round draft picks, and your margin of error just isn't as much. Well, if you're adding $50 million to each team's spending amount.
Your agents can say, just tap the brakes. We'll put in our number later.
Exactly.
Okay, but now here's the thinking. Let me go take this a step further. Let's say, and this could be with any team. Mm. Let's say you're the Cowboys, you're Dak Prescott, and all of a sudden we get the new cap, and it's huge. And Dak and his agent are asking for $45 million a year for 5 years or whatever the case may be. Then Jerry Jones says, I don't want to do it. I'm getting old. My window. You know what? Let me be Jerry here. We'll pass on Dak. We'll let him hit the market. I'm going to go sign Tom Brady to a two-year deal. Does he think he's going to get like a discount by getting Tom Brady at like $30 million when Dak's going to go get $45 million somewhere else? Brady's going to ask for money too, you know?
Yeah, but I don't think Brady does not need to be the highest paid player or anything like that.
No, but he didn't want to be making 27 and other guys making 45.
He will consider the teams that can win. He's not going anywhere to you know, you're almost there. He's going to go where teams are at least capable of winning the title, the Super Bowl, in 2 years if he leaves.
Does that mean he has to take a discount to do it?
Well, what's the discount? If he takes 30, I don't think he's going to get more than $30 million a year. I don't think he's going to go nuts and say, I want more than $30 million a year or anything like that.
The Raiders could do it.
Raiders could do it. A lot of teams could do it.
They
could overpay.
But we also know that the owner of the Raiders is enamored with having Tom Brady open his new stadium. He wants that.
The owner of the Raiders is also broke.
Relatively speaking, yes.
Oh, hey, look at the time. Time now for a SportsCenter rundown.
Way
it's 10
early.
Minutes past
the
hour.
They have $51 million in cap space, the Raiders do, just for what it's worth.
They'll get you a quarterback. Here's Chris.
All right, tonight in the NBA, only four games. Doubleheader on TNT tips at 8 with the Pacers hosting the Trailblazers. That's followed by the LeBronless Lakers. You like that alliteration? They're in Golden State. That's San Francisco taking on the Warriors. The other two games, the Knicks are at the Sixers, and the Kings are in OKC. Damaris Smith, NFLPA executive director, has expressed confidence that the players will approve the new CBA with the NFL. He also says he understands why some players might be upset.
All right, so if that moves forward, you said something there I wanted to bounce off of, and then I forgot. Short-term memory.
I did NBA games.
Oh, so LeBron sitting out to rest his groin.
Well, his groin is tight because, as LeBron said, LeBron doesn't do load management.
Right.
They said this was going to happen anyway.
But this is the groin that cost him large time amount of time last year.
Oh, well, I don't know it was that one. I don't know.
And was a little iffy earlier this year, and he insisted on playing through it, and he seems to have. Well, I'm just wondering if that's the groin or that's the injury.
Yeah, I don't know.
As we get ready for the playoffs.
Speaking of basketball.
Yeah.
LeVar Ball is unsure if LaMelo will rock the BBB shoes in the NBA.
They all hate their father now, right?
Yes.
That's what's happened?
Yeah.
Can we say that?
Well, I won't go that far. I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs.
None of them want to be in their whole life. They were groomed to grow up and be the showpiece for their dad's business. Now they want nothing to do with them. None of them are getting the shoe deals that they turn money down. With real companies.
LeVar's relaunching the BBB with the promise of new basketball shoes and other items. TMZ Live asked to be signing his youngest son to an endorsement deal. Quote, will he be wearing the big baller brand shoe? I don't know, LeVar said. You're going to have to stay tuned for that, man. Sounds like a
resounding no to me. It has been so nice to not hear from him.
The Ball in the Family show on Facebook.
Is that still on?
Didn't he? Well, I mean, the only reason I know is because we talked about it a few months ago where LeVar asked Lonzo to put money in so he could get the new Big Baller brand up and running.
And here's the thing.
If LaMelo's coming into the league, what, is he going to have to like hand over his signing bonus
to
dad? No,
what he's going to do is going to sign with Puma, Nike, or somebody else because here's $50 million. What's he going to do, say no?
Yep, that's exactly what he needs to do.
What's he going to do?
That's what his brother failed to do, and that money will never come back.
Yeah. No. Told you. We predicted it would be the most dysfunctional family. He wrecked it. That guy wrecked his relationship. He wrecked it.
He did, but it seems to have settled down now to where we don't have to deal with it every day.
Well, that's a good thing.
For the kids, it is.
And that's the difference between playing in Los Angeles and New Orleans.
Absolutely. This is a great thing. Now, Zion comes in, and they were good before Zion got there. I mean, they were fun to watch before Zion got there.
It's a really fun team to watch.
Yeah.
The Pelicans.
Yeah.
They
put points on the board.
Good young talent kind of across the team as well.
Yeah. It's a good place to be.
The front court's interesting just because you got Zion and Brandon Ingram in the front court.
Yeah. Chicago says, how many groins does LeBron have?
9.
Well, we all have.
Do you have two groins or is it one groin?
No, it's two.
Is it right, one groin?
No, because right you're right groin and a left.
And a left groin.
I don't know. I missed that day of.
No, you have a right. That's why they always, when you have a groin injury, a lot of times they will indicate specifically right or left side.
Yes. Fact. So only 4 games in the association tonight?
Yeah, it's Thursday.
Oh, well, that's because the whole country's going to be watching Indiana smack Purdue down tonight on FS1.
You're half right. The sports world's eyes will be in the state of Indiana.
Yeah.
It'll be in Indianapolis, though. Lucas Oil Stadium, wide receivers and quarterbacks running the 40-yard dash tonight.
They don't do that at nighttime?
Oh, they do this year. Yes, they do, Craig Sheeman.
Oh, is this the first?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, Albert,
this puppy goes for hours into the night.
Now, is it just NFL Network or is ESPN doing their deal? I mean, they got to carry basketball tonight.
Live till 11 o'clock tonight.
Albert Oakwood-Bonham from Missouri just ran a 4.49 40-yard dash in his first attempt and a 4.5 on his second attempt. The tight end, 6'5", 258 pounds.
That kid just is shooting up draft boards right now.
Is that the fastest tight end ever?
Stock is rising.
You know what? He just made an extra $10 million today. His stock is rising.
I don't know. I would think Evan Ingram, who's kind of like a wide receiver tight end hybrid, he's pretty fast for the Giants. He's probably the fastest tight end in the league I can think of off the top of my head.
Oakwood-Bonham caught 98 passes, 1,187 yards, 23 touchdowns for the Tigers, Missouri.
Mr. Big Chest is calling out Chris a little bit. Chris has been on a little bit of a slide on the NBA. He says there's only 4 games tonight. Can Chris pick a winner?
I got 4 shots at it.
Why don't you just pick them all, Chris, and maybe come in tomorrow and go, hey, 3-1. Just last night.
Well, pick the 4 games and say I'll guarantee 3-1 or better. Or
tomorrow's free?
Yeah.
No, I like doing my one pick because I like keeping track of my actual record.
I got one pick tonight.
Right. I like my actual record.
All right, you do you.
I'm 1-0-2 this week.
Which right now is 17-13-1. Still winning.
Yeah.
17-13-1.
That's almost identical to what the collective bargaining agreement vote was.
Yeah, even the one abstaining.
I know.
And I'm actually mad about that. And I think the NFL players should be mad about that. You send a rep over there and you abstain. What are you doing then?
Yeah, you're not doing your job.
Taking a stance. And we talked about earlier, I think Aaron Rodgers summed it up, confirmed my point yesterday. I don't think a lot of these guys are really, they say they're interested, but are they really? Because Aaron Rodgers said I should have paid more attention.
This kid, Mitchell Wilcox, out of South Florida, having a really tough day at the combine.
Look at that coverage.
No, I'm serious. He hasn't caught a ball yet against nobody. He is having a tough time. He must be a really good blocker.
Is Herbert putting a ball on the money or not?
They have quarterbacks throwing.
All right.
Davidson's throwing right now.
Who's he?
Davidson.
Yeah, I know, but from where?
Davidson.
Another drop.
Davidson doesn't have a football team.
You sure about that?
Might have a club team.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Since when?
Oh, they might. They might have a club team, but they don't. They don't have.
Into Hizzy with a great point. Vernon Davis ran in the 4.3s at the combine back in the day. Yep.
Faith with a text. It's after 5. Why are we talking about sports?
What's happening? That's true.
All right. Do we want to talk about your cruise wear? Or
the Davidson Wildcats football program is, they're in the FCS. They do have a program.
Then that's new.
Told you.
When I was in the league as a broadcaster, they did not have a football team in the league.
Their first season was 1897.
30 years ago.
As a club sport. No. I'm not going down this rabbit hole. They didn't. We only played them in basketball.
Are rabbit holes deep?
Actually.
See, I feel like a snake hole or a turtle hole. Have you seen how deep a turtle hole goes?
How deep does a turtle go?
Oh, feet.
1973 to 1976, Craig Sheeman, they were actually a Division I squad. Then they dropped down to Division II in 77. 78 to 89, they were 1AA. 1990 to 92, they dropped all the way down to Division III.
Okay.
And then from 93 to now, they've been a Division I AA team,
so
FCS.
So when I was in the league, we were 1AA, so Davidson was below Division II and Division III.
What year were you in the league?
From 93 to 2000.
93 to the present, they were Division I AA team.
They were not
FCS.
They were not 1AA.
I'm looking at it right
you
here.
You just said they were.
I said from 1993 to the present.
You just said Division II.
I said 1990 to 92, they were Division III. 1993 to the present, they're in FCS school.
Thirsty Nick's
Division
Thirsty
I AA.
Well, they weren't in our league. We didn't play them in football.
And said that he played against them in 1AA.
I don't know if he was in your league.
But I'm saying Davidson was in the Southern Conference, and the Citadel played them in basketball and baseball and all the other sports, but they did not play in football because they were not in the league.
You're right. They were an independent. In 93 to 2000, they were an NCAA Division I AA independent. Now they are, from 2001, they've been in the Pioneer Football League. But you're right, they were an independent back then.
I think we found some common ground.
So,
like Liberty. Go.
Steph Curry was not a two-sport star playing football as well. That's all I'm saying.
Nobody knew about Davidson until Steph Curry.
I didn't.
They did. Bob McKillop made the show before Steph Curry.
No.
Bob McKillop made Steph Curry.
By my recollection, Davidson started, 2008? That's when the school started.
It didn't start in 2008. It's been around since like the 1800s.
Yeah, but not really. Oh, Mitchell Wilcox caught one. Good for that kid.
So the current members.
Good for him. Go Bulls.
Butler, Davidson, Dayton, Drake, Marist, Morehead State, University of San Diego. That's a long haul.
That's a big travel.
Stetson and Valparaiso.
Wait, you're telling me San Diego
and
Stetson, which is here in Florida, are in the same bleeping league?
Stetson has a football team now?
They do. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh? That's a long road trip.
And now you know.
Yeah.
And now you know.
Now you know. All right. Yep. So back to Faith complaining about us talking about sports. Let's talk about Pete's Cruise.
What about it?
Did you get the drink package?
Yeah.
I feel like you're somebody who needs to get the drink package.
I put this way, we've already been credited $100 worth.
Oh, part of the deal.
So what are you going to do after you leave the dock?
Exactly. Don't tell us how to put on life jackets.
No, you buy the drink package, Pete. Somebody like you,
the
cruise line will lose money on you.
What about if I were to go on one?
You should not buy the drink package. No. You got to drink like the one I went on over the summer. You had to average 6 drinks a day.
Yeah, I'll do
that. You can do that by breakfast.
I bought the drink package. Okay. That made sense for me to purchase.
No, we'll be fine because we're going on one excursion to some private island with snorkeling and stuff.
Ooh, with the stingrays?
Yeah, don't get a stingray chest. That's how.
Maybe the dolphins.
Gosh,
I can't remember.
Did you go Steve Irwin?
I just went Steve Irwin.
I didn't go Steve Irwin. No.
Oh,
you've risked death on me. How many different ways? You
I
want me to get the virus?
I feel like if I say it, it won't happen. I'm helping you out.
Doesn't sound like it.
Coronavirus? I mean, food poisoning?
You're putting a lot of bad stuff out there for Pete. I hope he just has a good time and gets back here in time on Monday.
Did our due diligence, my wife did, and this ship hasn't caught nobody that's been in contact anywhere near Asia is even in the last 6 months is allowed on board. Nobody, the ship hasn't been anywhere outside this little region that we're going to.
How do they know nobody with coronavirus has been on the ship in 6 months? How do they know that?
So there's only like 3,000 people that have gotten it.
Then why did the stock market lose another 1,200 creeping points today?
Because this country panics like that. There's more people dying from the regular flu every day.
Do you realize in the three of the last four business days, we've lost like 4,000 points on the Dow Jones? Fact.
Craig, let's talk sports before we go turn into the business channel.
I thought we weren't talking sports anymore.
I like talking sports. I'm pumped for the 40-yard dashes tonight.
Like
Henry Ruggs is going
to
run a 4-2.
Somebody's texting in. I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not a Drake fan. Peter, you're going to get coronavirus on the cruise.
You're not planning on it.
That's an oldie but a goodie.
Now, there was a Seinfeld episode where George went up into the attic of his dad's house and stole his cruise wear to sell it, but then it got eaten by moths.
Kramer was going to take it.
Sure. My question is, what is your cruise wear?
Let's see. It's not a lot. I mean, it's going to be like what I wear here, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, what difference does it make?
You wear cruise wear to work every day.
I do.
Yeah, you really do. You wear cruise wear to work.
What's going to change? I think I bring one pair of pants in case it's one night. Might be a fancy dinner, but I'm not even counting on that. I bring one just in case.
How many shoes are you bringing?
One pair of shoes.
Okay.
Madam Chris would bring about 19 pairs.
One pair of shoes.
Now, for a two-day cruise,
I'll bring two. One pair of what I have on now, these new boat shoes, which are like dress boat shoes.
They Sperry's?
And a regular boat shoes for when I go to the beach or whatever. We go, you know, by the pool or on this excursion. But that's all. That's it. I bring three shirts, three sets of shorts, about five pairs of underwear, and a bathing suit.
Will you gamble?
No, I mean, a lot of times what happens on the cruises, they have these automated poker tournaments where you pay like $50 for, it's like a big sit and go. So picture one table. But I don't even have time for that.
I'm picturing it now.
If there's a poker tournament that's a one table tournament, I probably might participate in it. Other than that, and that won't
Heath
be till
Shepherd
late at night.
Walking out to the pool.
What? Putting his shoes on first.
I will have
the banana hammock swimsuit.
No.
And then gold chain.
And then the Tom Brady jersey.
I don't have a Tom Brady jersey.
That's a lie.
I don't.
That's a bold faced lie.
I don't have it. You have your Stafford jersey.
Wait a minute. I don't have a Tom Brady jersey.
Hey, Pete.
You brought in a Tom Brady jersey to make Chris wear it one time when he lost a bet. We borrowed that from.
That was from somebody else in the building.
No.
Pete, just remember promo code Peter.
Yes. Promo code Peter. Chemistry said it's probably going to be chilly, Pete. May have to pack a swimsuit for snorkeling. No. No, I mean, it's going to be cool today, and it'll be cool when
as opposed to what?
Tomorrow.
Not packing a swimsuit for snorkeling?
I'm bringing
Can you
it.
Snorkel in the nude?
Seemingly. Maybe.
I don't even want to do this.
No.
I wouldn't want to snorkel nude.
I'm looking forward to it. I won't be on social media a lot. I will find some.
Don't worry, everybody. It's not an eel.
Oh, look. The fish are nibbling at his worm.
It's really offensive. No, I'm looking forward to it. Nice, relaxing. Get away from it all for a few days. Get away from you. To worry about. I'm not bringing my laptop.
Oh, no?
Nope.
Just check your email on your phone?
Yep.
Well, I guess you're going a Friday to a Sunday. If you didn't check your email, I think it'd be fine.
Yeah.
Do you check your email over the weekend?
Yes.
I do not.
Not the company one. I have my regular.
I do because it's so easy on my phone right next to all the things I push.
I don't. And that little the little red bubble that pops up next to how many emails you have.
Yeah.
It's normally at about 65, 70 by the time I get
to
the.
Oh, my gosh. You get that many?
Oh, yeah.
From work?
No.
No, but I have to check. I have to erase that every day, my stuff. But I get those like football quizzes and stuff, so I save those.
I have virtually every email sent to my junk mail, and I never see it.
What do you mean sent to your junk mail?
I probably got 1,200 junk emails and about.
But if there's a direct email to you, it doesn't go to junk mail.
Usually it'll come to me.
Pete, you need a bodysuit to go snorkeling?
No, not at all.
You sure?
I'll be fine.
Why, people offering it?
No, I've got one, though.
I'm not.
He doesn't want to use
the water's going to be beautiful. The water's going to be in the 80s.
No.
Yes.
Well, 88 degree water isn't warm.
First of all,
it's
okay, the water
yes,
here.
Yes, it is beautiful.
The water here is 72. Now, yeah. How far south are you going?
He's not going south. He's going to the Bahamas. That's east.
I'm going east.
And that's actually deeper water than what
colder.
We're working with.
You're not going swimming in
I've
that.
Already checked. The water temperature's in the 80s right now, from what I understand.
That's a lie.
But I don't
that's,
mind
that's
75
propaganda.
To 80.
It's fake news.
It's not propaganda.
It's fake
I think
news.
You're jealous. I think
Ooh.
You want to go.
Biofreeze with words of wisdom. Don't forget, it's not how deep you fish, it's how you wiggle your worm.
Absolutely.
You got to jig it.
Really? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, jigging.
Jigging your worm?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
9 for 1 sent a whole plethora of...
You guys asked for it.
Bring
Sorry.
Plenty of vodka, yeah.
Oh, you know what they sell at liquor stores? Vodka in a bag so you can sneak it onto the boat because a bottle will set all the sensors off. But just a little bag of vodka, yeah. You're good. You're
is
in the
that,
clear.
Is that duty free?
Yeah. It's not the highest quality, let me tell you that.
You've done vodka. What was it? You've done hard liquor in a bag?
Yeah. Oh, it's cheap.
Doesn't it leak?
No, it's like that it's like sealed.
That's when you know you're a redneck. You did vodka in a bag?
Yeah, man. This stuff, I did whiskey in
Where?
A bag.
Where?
Oh, this was when I was...
You might have a problem.
Do you know what it reminds me of? Don't tell me I've ever
no,
seen that.
No, I went
that.
To Mexico
Craig
on that cruise.
This.
It was great.
The first longest yard.
Yeah.
When Caretaker is getting Burt Reynolds drunk and he goes to the toilet and reaches out the Blackberry Brandy that says the best moonshine ever, and it's in a plastic bag
it's
in
great.
The jail, so they hid in the toilet.
It's great. Yeah, I did the same thing, except it was cheap vodka in a bag.
Oh, that is lame.
It's not lame. It's smart. It's economical.
I had well, empty, How I old were you? Bag. How old were you?
You got the drink package. Why are you sneaking booze in a bag for?
No, honestly, as I'm telling this story, I think I was 18.
Oh, right, so, there's problem. Hey, what's
makes
drink,
sense now, right?
What's the drinking age in international waters?
18, so
18 is it up to 21.
It depends where the
I think Aruba, Jamaica is
where
18,
the boat is out of. So if the boat's out of the Bahamas, I believe I could be wrong on this. I believe that when they're not in port, it's whatever the nation's law where its home port.
Whatever
is.
Whatever the flag
on the back the boat, is yeah. right. So like if it's an American boat, it's 21. If it's a, I don't know, the
a
drinking
European
age.
Boat.
Right, yes. It's sure, 18, that sounds yeah. good.
Harry Carey, I like to stop at the duty-free shop.
That's right.
That's another great That's episode, great Chris episode. Of Seinfeld. That's when Kramer and George are trying to pick up Jerry at the airport, but they keep switching it from
LaGuardia to
Kennedy.
JFK.
Yeah.
I hate when they do that. LaGuardia. Am I right?
No, LaGuardia's not bad. JFK
says the guy that's never been north of Atlanta.
JFK's brought in the island.
No, that's not true.
Really?
Yeah.
You've been to New York before, once.
I've been to New York.
That's right, once.
Did One you time.
JFK or Newark?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
It was a dump, whatever it was. That's all I remember.
Well, that's like, Newark.
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 You looked Newark. Up where you expect Newark. To see ceiling tile, and it's just wiring.
That's Newark.
Newark.
It was disgusting.
Worst airport in the country.
Several texters have texted in saying, just put the booze in your mouthwash bottle.
Bingo!
I don't need to sneak booze in. I'm 52 years old.
Why not?
Because I don't
need to. You don't get the thrill?
Not anymore.
The thrill is gone.
Oh, okay.
Movie theater, different story.
Maybe, that, maybe I'm on an island there.
Seminole Nation. So Chris drinks liquor out of a bag and rocks a mullet. Yeah, you could definitely become best friends with Seminole
Nation. You and Seminole Nation are tight now.
Hell yeah, man. Go Gators.
Go Gators.
I need some jorts is what I need. No, rock please. With my cowboy boots.
No, get a pair of jeans and make your own jorts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I need some jorts.
Have little frizzies. If you ever wore jorts, that's it. Done.
That's hilarious. By the way, as long as we're on this line of talking, trucks going wild at Redneck Mud Park, March 19th to the 22nd. We got a couple of passes for you right now. It's 4 full days of mudding, trail riding, music, racing, contests, vendors, and more.
Trucking?
Trucking? I think I said that. No, maybe I didn't.
Rail riding?
Why aren't you the official starter at one of these races?
Mega mud truck races, 2 p.m. on Saturday.
I would sit there and throw mud balls at him. Rocks.
That happens.
Camping is included that in happens. Your ticket price. You must purchase in advance discount ticket online. And the biggest spring break party in the South right here. Visit redneckmudpark.com for tickets and details. However.
Yeah, man.
Caller number 9 right now. Going to win a pair of weekend passes right now. 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. Trucks going wild at Redneck Mud Park. Sheba to Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Bring it, Glenn.
Sheman and Shepherd.
Southern Nights.
99.3 ESPN.
Had this on 45 back in the day.
99.3 ESPN app.
Rhinestone Cowboy.
I have it digitally.
Now, do you? You said you got it digitally?
This is, yeah. My, have it digitally. This is my kind of country, if you want to consider it.
I didn't do a yee-haw on Glenn Campbell. I should have. He's about a step away from John Denver.
Oh, they're both great.
Well, he flies better.
It had nothing to do with flying. He didn't fill up his gas tank, you sadist.
That was a good one.
So bad.
That was a good one. I'm sorry. I don't want to laugh, but I...
You just wished death on me, John Denver.
He didn't wish it on John Denver. He merely pointed out.
Yeah, I just pointed out he can't fly an airplane.
It wasn't about flying. He didn't fill his gas tank.
Look, I've run out of gas in my car before. I didn't die.
You weren't flying.
Oh, I was going pretty fast.
I can't believe you're making jokes about this.
I'm appalled.
I haven't made one joke. Everything I've said has been factually true. Fact.
Appalled.
Fact. 239-337-ESPN. It's Thursday, but it's Friday because Pete's gone tomorrow. I feel like we did hardcore sports for 3.5 hours. We got had a little fun, got off the rails a little bit, as Faith reminded us to get all, you know, has to goof off a little bit. And then Otis calls, and I feel like now the teacher's going to reprimand the children for misbehaving and get them back on track and get back to talking sports. My man Otis, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, Otis?
What's on your mind today?
Sheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN.
Mm. Yes.
Where you turn on your radio, listen to learn how to become a smuggler. Yeah. Making Americans... better criminals smuggling booze on the boat.
That's true.
But doing it in the redneck way, Otis, in a plastic bag for some of
Chris
you.
Chris is a smuggler?
Degenerates.
Otis, we call this a public service announcement.
A public service announcement that will have the Border Patrol on your...
Agreed. We got DEA outside the building right now.
Yes, they sell milk in a bag in Wisconsin, so I guess, you know, a bag of booze. Pretty old. But speaking of criminal stuff, Craig, earlier in the week, I heard you say you had a caller that just, a texter that saw pictures of you guys for the first time.
Yes,
and he kind of dealt out what you looked like. He said Chris looked like, you know, whoever, some rich kid.
Ellen DeGeneres?
No, he did not say Ellen DeGeneres.
No, he said the owner's kid. He said the owner's kid.
The owner's kid. Oh, Pete looked like he's from the mafia, and I look like a police officer.
Yep.
They said Pete looked like, one of those forget about it guys, and he said you look like a cop.
Yes.
You seem to be a little thrilled about looking like a cop. So I was trying to think about all the geographical places you've lived.
Yes.
And I think RoboCop's from Michigan. You're not that cool. In California, they got Chips, Mozzarella, and John.
I'm like Punch.
You're really not that cool.
No way.
When you're in Indiana, nobody cares. But when I got to Texas, I said, what cop in Texas that I've seen in the past?
Yeah.
Does Craig Sheman remind me of?
Uh-huh.
And all I could come up was with the great Buford Justice.
Yeah. He came out of the bathroom with toilet paper stuck to him. He was very uncool.
That wasn't Jackie Gleason, right?
Yeah,
Jackie Gleason.
Yeah,
but Craig's too skinny to be Jackie Gleason.
But both of them are man boob aficionados.
Wow.
If you fit the man boob aficionado thing and you're in the same state and you both look like cops, It's got to be Buford Chief Justice.
I thought you were going to tell me I reminded everybody of cops because I basically ooze authority with my voice.
I thought you were going to say maybe the Chuck Norris guy, whatever cop show that was. Walker Ranger, Ranger Walker.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Walker, Texas.
No, his voice is much too high for that. when Craig does the, no cop does that.
No, try could Craig throw a roundhouse like Chuck Norris? I don't know.
No.
Hell no.
You're not going to kick anybody with a tube sock and do it again. So, you know, you gotta be giving him way too much. Chuck Norris is 80 years old losing points being compared to Mr. Sheeman. And now, Craig,
yes,
the school teacher has reprimanded you. You can sleep easy.
Thank you very much, Otis.
Thank you very much.
Talk to you later. Appreciate it.
Chuck Norris was still doing commercials with Suzanne Summers lately. Recent. Was it Suzanne Summers or somebody else?
Christie Brinkley.
Christie Brinkley.
The Bowflex.
Right. Yeah, the Bowflex.
No, it's a workout machine.
Right.
It's a piece of equipment. Not
you
a
squeeze your thighs on it. That's what you do.
You can, among other things.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you do. All right.
Southern Nights.
More Glenn Campbell.
Love Glenn Campbell.
Love. He's awesome.
Come on.
The Rhinestone Cowboy, one of great songs.
That's his only one-hit wonder.
That's not
I just
not
played Southern
wonder.
Nights. That
Southern
was a
Nights,
hit.
Two-hit wonder.
Two.
Pop charts.
Two-hit wonder.
More than two hits. Got a lot of hits.
Yeah. I just saw a shot of John Gruden at Indianapolis drooling all over all the quarterbacks that will replace Derek Carr someday.
Wingman, Otis is downright funny. Yes, he is.
Oh, Otis is. Chris, where are we on Otis's production music?
I haven't gotten around to it. I was planning on doing it. What day was that? Was that yesterday or Tuesday? I have a day where I do production.
Yeah?
I was planning on doing it. It was yesterday. Yeah, I do my production on Wednesdays normally.
Yeah.
And I got a call at like 10:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
Because I'm not here that late at night. That my kid had an accident at school and he peed all over his shoes. So I had to leave here. I had to drive home, get new shoes and take them back to his school. So that kind of ruined a lot.
So Otis doesn't have his walk-up music.
Not yet. Next week.
Your kid had an incident.
He'll get it. Yes. He'll get his walk-up music. Okay.
Skyline says,
relax.
At Maryland last night as a pick-em after hearing the lock of the night and I bet the front porch and quite the whole house. I don't know what that means. Was sweating the whole game, but Pete didn't let me down.
Skyline, I came in here today, and I told Pete, I said, that was the greatest push I've ever experienced. Because we were down 17, you're right.
And you won, you got a pick. I had minus one.
I got minus one.
Chris came through big today with a soccer pick over in the Man U game.
Thank you, Chris.
They ended up scoring five, just
was
so
it
you
five
guys
nil?
Oh, it was five. Yeah. I saw four.
Yeah, it was 5-0.
Oh, wow. Blowout.
All right. Coming up. What I'm
1-0-2 this week.
Just our texters who have no idea how they got their name, but they embrace it.
Wingman says he has no idea he got his name Wingman, but he kind of digs it, though.
Because it must have been the case.
There had to be a story.
Something about a double date or taking one for the team.
Maybe
or
we were talking about Top Gun and you never leave your wingman.
Never leave your wingman.
Something like that.
Although, we don't have time for it. We don't have time for it.
How about the brief?
All I'm going to say is Iceman killed Goose. Iceman killed Goose.
Yes.
It was Iceman's jet wash.
Yeah.
If Iceman just would have gotten out of the way
like
and let Maverick take the shot,
that's right.
He doesn't fly in the jet wash. Goose is still alive today. We never have a Top Gun sequel. How about that?
Why can't we have a sequel with Goose?
And a little nugget by why that scene was written into the movie, because they did it as a homage to one of the producers or something that used to be something that he died the same way, and they did it as an homage to
okay.
to him. Yeah,
wow.
Which is this one of the scariest scenes of it. And it still gives me I get the willies when I watch that moon that scene. Goose, I'm losing control. I can't even imagine. Mm. It's a flat spin heading out to sea. 8,000. Oh man, I can't. Oh, tough.
What you got next, Sheeman and Shepherd? 99.3 ESPN yeah. and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got brought to you by Twin Peaks. Head on down there and watch some hoops tonight. College, go. In fact, go to Twin Peaks tonight, get yourself a good seat in front of a nice big TV, and watch Indiana pummel Purdue at West Lafayette tonight on FS1. And then we'll be talking about it tomorrow. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. On this day in history, in 1874, baseball was first played in England at Lord's Cricket Ground. But apparently they like cricket more than baseball, so it never really caught on. Happy birthday, Deuce Staley, 1975.
Just mentioned him earlier this week.
We did. That's right. Big game.
We've mentioned him three times in the last week.
And now it's his birthday.
Deuce Staley.
Yeah.
There was a random Eagles mention of it.
Yes.
No,
you mentioned
him,
but you had a man crush
Saints.
On him.
Saints.
You like
Saints.
Those Saints teams.
It was a Saints Deuce Staley reference. Mm-hmm. He is now the new running backs coach at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
Ole Miss at an SEC school, and now it's his birthday.
Yep.
Good for you, Deuce.
How about that? Big game, James Worthy, 1961.
Tar Heel.
Ralph Nader, no longer with us.
Mm.
Elizabeth Taylor, no longer with us.
I'm married, Richard Burton.
Couple of writers.
Seven times?
Eight.
Was it eight?
Twice to Burton. So it's kind of
tough. No, I thought it was more than two to Burton.
I think she had eight total and two to Burton.
Could be Cleopatra. Long movie.
John Steinbeck and Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
John Steinbeck.
If you could write, you were born on this day in history. Pete Shepard, what you got?
Well, I'll give you a try to improve to 2-0-2 this week. My final pick, and again, just looking at it as a rational college basketball fan, yes. I'm telling you, I like your Indiana Hoosiers tonight, plus the six.
Uh-oh.
I think they're actually going to win the game outright.
Uh-oh.
This is a desperation. Not desperate, but they're playing their first
revenge.
Four in, first four out, depending on who you believe. They're right there. They need to win this game. Purdue's going to the NIT at best. They're a 500 team. I think Indiana does exact revenge on the Bobby Knight game a few weeks ago when they get embarrassed in the second half. Then the Hoosiers win tonight. Okay. I like them. Plus the six. Indiana plus six.
All right. Very good. Chris, are you going NBA again
this
tonight?
This is 3 days in a row that we've picked the same game. And the last 2 days, I've jumped off it to jump on something else. I'm not doing that tonight. It's already written down. Indiana. I have them at seven.
Oh,
I'll go down to six. I'll go down to six.
Yeah.
Just to be fair here.
Okay.
So I'll go to six. IU plus the six.
Did you get seven?
Purdue's lost four straight against the spread. Indiana's covered three of their last four since losing to Purdue at Indiana.
I feel pressure, both of you rooting for Indiana tonight.
Mm. It's on TV, too. It's on FS1.
No, yeah. I just want them to lose in a close game.
To make it agonizing for me, but you win money.
Yes.
Skittles.
Money. Skittles.
How'd you get seven?
I don't know. What I saw was seven.
What is it right now?
I saw it.
Yeah,
I saw it
all day.
I saw it at seven earlier today.
He jumped all over it.
Well, I affected the soccer total today.
You sure did.
I gave you an extra 5%.
You made a Skittle wager, and then I made it, and I got a better deal than
maybe
you.
Maybe I wrote it down wrong.
I think you did.
Can I get it at seven?
No.
Well, you nobody's can. Giving. Well,
you can pay the juice and get it up to seven. Not on this show, though.
I was going to say there's no juice here. So.
No, there's not.
All right, that'll do it. Pete, enjoy your
I shall.
Three-day
I'll be
weekend.
Back Monday before you.
We'll see.
No, you won't.
So, well, maybe.
All right. Very good.
All right. Have a good weekend, boys and listeners. Thanks, everybody.
Chris,
thanks for all the well wishes and the coronavirus.
Yes.
Talk.
Don't catch anything over there. Chris and I will be back tomorrow. So that'll do it for Chris, for Cruise Boy Pete Shepard.
I'll send you my picks.
I'm Craig Sheeman. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. Good night, Southwest Florida, and God bless America.
There's the vodka in the bag.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.